And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live, live, live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Let me see whether y'all remember this. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh, yeah. While traveling, this lonesome road
is not so easy.
Oh, no, 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 no. I have to bear a cross in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks road to travel. A few folks. Welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me.
Welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'm right about again. And if I want some joy in this old life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more in the shed down here before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
Sin that grief to bear. What a privilege is to carry everything to the Lord. Jesus.
all. And I will sing grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to the Lord in prayer.
Like I feel it. And this was my mother's favorite song. And on June 26th last year, God called her home. And I believe through the sentiments of heaven, she's listening to her baby boy right now.
Stand before the grave,
and
on the line,
let me see.
Yeah. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. And this is the part I lack. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We come to tell you tonight about a love. What love? What love? What love the Father had for me? Might have life. and has it more abundantly. They carried him to the cross. They whipped him all night long. And he never said a word. Because he loved us. Can I get a witness? He kept dying for you and for me. He knew that we needed the right to sing his praises. And you know what happens? When we talk about his death, I'm glad tonight to know that he died, but something else happened. Can I get a witness? He stayed in the grave for three long days. But one Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. And we'd like to tell you what happened. And he rose.
And he rose.
For you that feel within need of prayer, will you bow your heads with me while we pray? Our Father, the Maker and our Creator, one who loves us when we don't love ourselves, one that sits high and looks low, we come unto thee at this hour to give thanks unto thee for thy many and many blessings that thou hast given us to enjoy from the beginning of our time even to the moment that we are now enjoying. Father God, we come at this hour in the evening to say thank you for all of thy many blessings. And first of all, dear Lord, while Willingham stand here, don't look upon me as nothing special, but only as a servant unto thee. And I say unto thee, Father, if thou art pleased with the way that I live, if thou art pleased with the things that I do in life, if I have pleased you in any way, Father, will you hear my cry? There are so many who stand in need, old and the young. Somebody that lying on a sick bed with misery running through their bones. Some are not able to walk. Some are not able to raise their hands. Some are not able to talk and speak for themselves. But Father, while I'm able, let Willingham talk to them. Please let him rest on the sick. Go into that hospital and visit that sick room right now. Go into that prison and visit those prisoners that bind behind prison walls. And have them to know, if they'll only believe on your word, that you are able, great God Almighty, you're able to do all things. Somebody needs you in their home. Some little one right now need bread. Some little one need a company keeper. Some little one need a father. And somebody need a mother. Somebody would like to have a sister. And somebody would like to have a brother. Oh, I want to see you today, Jesus, until you move in the room and give comfort to those that need you right now. Oh Lord, I've been out here on the job a long time, and every now and then old Satan get behind me and try to turn me around. Sometimes when I do the best I can, somebody always talking about me. But I'm glad that I'm able to stand here and say thank you for my blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for holding my hand. Thank you when the world turned their back on me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Great God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Don't let my running be in vain. When I've gone the last mile, when I drank my last cup of sorrow, when I walked the last mile of the way, well, ain't nobody but me and death. I knew I got to go down through Death Valley. But oh, yeah, though I walk up in the valley. Hey, God Almighty, you're able to make old death behave. Take my body and rock me. Rock me. Rock me. Rock me. Dead God to sleep. I'm coming home after a while. There won't be no more dying.
There won't be no more sorrow. There won't be no misusing me. But all after a while, I'll get my two wings and I'll fly high, fly away and be at rest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, playing contemporary Christian music. You can reach us at 984-733-3977. That is our 24-hour hotline for prayer requests. Also, you can reach us in the studio at 347-215-8049 for a song request. Visit our website, nfiradio.com. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. At 8:30 on this Friday morning, we are calling this Let God Be God Friday. I have a couple of quotes for you as we get started and some statements. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. That's Bishop Dale C. Bronner of Atlanta, GA. Also, you can't help people who don't want to be helped. Never tell your problems to anyone. 20% of the people don't care, and 80% of the people are glad you have them. That's Lou Holtz. Run your own race. You can't run somebody else's race. And the last question and the question of the day, why is it so hard for us as a people to celebrate one another? We're starting this Let God Be God Friday morning off with a bang. Thank you for joining us. Continue to listen. Continue to enjoy. Let this music inspire you. Let it get in your spirit, your heart, your mind, and your soul. Listen to the words and let's start putting these things into practice as we hear and as we learn. So continue to listen. Stay tuned for that 9 o'clock word of the day. I believe we have a word on high from the Lord and you don't want to miss it. I'll be back with you real soon. Catch the wave.
No division, competition, oh yeah. Nice summertime, there was no envy, there was no strife. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No denomination, no walls to keep us from one another. We had love in our hearts. We were all sisters. We're all brothers. Cause when we all get together, what a day it's gonna be. When we all see Jesus, glad that we made it in, yeah. No longer separated by the color of our skin. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Laughed at all the things kept us so far apart. And we praise God together. The love of God was in our hearts. When we all get together, oh mama, what a day it's gonna be.
sometime in life, trouble will come and trouble will go. And sometimes it seems that there's nothing that you can do about it. But when it seems that you've gone the last mile of the way, that's when he'll pick you up. And I know Jesus will carry you your last mile. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, where's your faith in God?
Before the Lord with all his might. David danced before the Lord with all his might. I hear the music.
I'm not afraid to justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice. And we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud, time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough of us, we gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world, I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner, this can't happen again, this can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream center. We gon' change the world. Right.
heard you, prophet.
Situation, a lot of stuff going on. How many know we need to pray? Clap your hand and we do a verse of the song. Come on, y'all. Woo! Everybody, come on, help me. Woo! That's it right there. Come on, clap your hand all over the room. Y'all ain't still. Come on. I see you. Come on. Put the hand together. Help me. Come on. Everybody. Here we go. Change.
You know the world.
brothers against their daughters, fathers are against their sons. Well, well, people of God today, they don't want to become as one. But I got news for you. We better get ourselves together before he catches with our work undone. Let me tell you why. We need to move. Yeah, oh, you know the world. Bad situation. How many know we need to? One more thing, listen. Mothers are against their daughters. Fathers are fighting against their sons. The people of God today, they don't want to become mad. We better get ourselves together before Jesus catches with our work undone. I don't know about you, but let me tell you, I don't want to be left out here. I don't want to be lost. Let me tell you what we better do. Help us sing, y'all. We need to pray. Woo. Come on, y'all. Pray, 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 pray. Everything we're going through, we need to pray. Well, well.
Listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher, with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It is 9 a.m., top of the hour on this Let God Be God Friday morning. The word of the day is Let God Be God, mind your own business. That's what we're talking about today. Take 6 months to mind your own business and the other 6 months to leave other people's business alone. Do you know if we do that, that will be an entire year, 365 days. Imagine if we all put this into practice every day, what a different world this will be. Because when we are minding someone else's business, that means we are not minding our own business, and that's not what we want to be about. We do not want to be busybodies, as the Bible talks about. But the scripture of the day is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It talks about make it our business to live a quiet life, minding our own business, working with our hands, just as we instructed you before. Then people who are not believers will respect the way that we live, and we will not depend on others. So we want to make it our goal, and we want to make it our business to mind our business. You know, back in the days, the rapper Houdini, he had a song that was called Big Mouth. It said, big mouth, big mouth. He says, you're not satisfied unless something is happening. And we do not want to be those type of people. So we want to reflect on ourselves to see if we are the type of people that are minding other people's business and not taking care of our own business. Because we all know Every day, we all have enough business of our own to take care of where we cannot be involved in other people's business. But anyway, that's the word of the day on this Let God Be God Friday, Mind Your Own Business Friday. And I tell you, I'm loving it because this is a good word that we all can learn from. But keep on listening, keep on enjoying this gospel music. We have more great music coming your way.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
You're listening to the hottest internet station,
bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
God. Come on. Wait a minute. Come on, everybody, stand up here. Everybody, stand up. Come on, stand up. Stand up. In the middle, come on. Come on. Everybody, listen. Leap for joy. Everybody, listen. Come on. Leap. That's it. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. This side. Come on. Leap. Come on. Leap for joy. Come on, Italy. Leap for joy. Come on, Italy. Leap for joy. Come on, Italy. Now, everybody, everybody. Hey. Leap for joy. 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 Somebody say joy. 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 Joy.
It is 9:30 on this Let God Be God Friday morning. We are talking about minding your own business today. And I tell you, this is a great day and great music that we are listening to. I want to share something with you right quick. You know, there's a story in the Bible in Luke chapter 2, somewhere around verse 49. You know, Jesus was chastised by his parents at 12 years old because they were on their way back home and he was missing. And when they went looking for him, they could not find him. So when they went back and they found him, he was chastised by his parents. And he said to them, you know, why are you looking for me? Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know, or don't you know I need to be about my father's business? And although he came here to be about his father's business, and even at 12 years old, he was wise enough to understand his assignment on earth. However, when his mother chastised him and corrected him, the Bible says that he humbled himself and he was subject to her from that point on until he went on and got grown and started his ministry. And so I want to talk to you about minding your business. You know, I thought about this high school situation. We was at a football game. And after the football game was over, we went back to the locker room like we normally do. And it was some guys around. And one of the guys said to my friend, hey, JP, why are your uniform still clean and everybody else's uniform is dirty? Now, this guy already knew that JP had to ride the bench that night, that he didn't get any playing time, so he knew why his uniform was clean, but he was being messy. He was picking. He was minding somebody else's business and not minding his own, and a fight almost broke out because of that. And so I used that as an example, and we laughed about it for years and still laugh about it to this day. But I use that as an example because a lot of times we can step in somebody else's business, else's problem, situation, and make it worse than what it already is. So I wanted to share that with you to talk about this minding your business on this Friday morning. I have another quote for you. Don't waste your time with explanations. People only hear what they want to hear, and that's Paulo Coelho. I might have mispronounced that name, but that is the author behind that. And isn't that amazing that people only hear what they want to hear? And what about those phone calls out of the blue when people you don't normally hear from, or you only hear from when they want some gossip, or they trying to start something, or they want some information, and they don't even like you like that for real, and that you only hear from them when they want something from you, or when they try to find out information? We have to be aware of those type of people too, and not entertain their foolishness and their gossip. And we have to make sure that we are not those people who are acting like that, who are living like that, who are doing those things. So we are talking about on this Friday morning, let God be God, and to mind your own business and leave other people business alone. But guys, thank you for listening. We are already an hour and 30 minutes into this great show, listen to all this great music, and you know that we believe in laughter. So sometimes you'll get a prank phone call expected when you least expect it. But continue to listen, continue to enjoy, and continue to mind your own business. Catch the wave.
Just another day. I'm truly blessed. Great is thy faithfulness. Who would say a God like you? There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. If you believe what I say is true, just lift your hand, you can pray me too.
Yo, listen. You remember my man Joshua? The battle of Jericho, right? Right? Well, just like that, you got some walls in your life that you need to march around, that you need to dance around. So lift those hands. Come on.
Every time I clap my hands, every time I stomp my feet, every time I lift my voice, the
Judah praise, yeah.
Every time I clap my hands, every time I stomp my feet,
that's the remedy right there.
Every time I lift my voice, Judah praise, I send the Judah
double praise,
praise.
Judah praise, yeah.
Every time I clap my hands, every time I stomp my feet, every time I lift my voice, I send the Judah praise. Every time I clap my hands, every time I lift my voice, I send the Judah praise.
y'all. Every time I bow my knees,
stop, y'all.
Every time I lift my voice,
send the needle,
send the needle, praise.
Come on, come on.
Right before the battle was about to begin, just before the walk of Jericho came tumbling
in, they sang
a song.
To the break of dawn, they went like this.
Right before the battle was about to begin, just before the walk of Jericho came tumbling in,
they danced all night.
They danced all night.
To the morning light, it went like this.
Every time I clap my hands,
clap, y'all.
Every time I stomp my feet,
stomp, y'all.
Every time I lift my voice, send me to the grave.
Every
time I clap my hands,
Jesus got up, said, pray,
NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher, on this beautiful Friday morning. We are calling this Let God Be God Friday, and we're learning how to mind our own business, and hopefully we can help other people in a loving way learn how to mind their business as well. You know, there's a story in Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 40, and it talks about how Jesus had two disciples come up to him, two brothers, sons of Zebedee, James and John. One wanted to sit on the right of him, one wanted to sit on the left of him in heaven. And Jesus told them, listen, I have no right to say who would sit on my right or left. That's God's business. He has already prepared those places for the ones that he has chosen. So even Jesus, with all of his glory and all of his power, knew how to mind his own business and knew that that was not his business, that was the business of the Lord. Right quick, I want to give you five quick things. Only share your problems with people you can trust, people that love you for real, people that will empathize with you without judging you, people who have good sense and wisdom, and people who want the best for you. Those are the only people you need to share your problems with. Other than that, you can find your problems all in the neighborhood or all over the internet. So we have to be careful, because people have a hard time minding their own business. But stay tuned. We're about to take a station break at the top of the hour at 10 a.m. this morning, and we will be right back with more great music coming your way.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Oh yeah, yeah. Are you ready to serve the Lord? Are you ready to serve the Lord?
You should be ready. Way a man always find myself in trouble at the end of his plan. But God said, oh, he'll make everything all right. Said I'm the way, God, I'm the truth and the life. Yeah. Are you ready? Lying man, are you ready? Drunkard, are you ready? Liar, are you ready?
Wait a minute.
Are you ready?
You see, the Lord been good to me, and I'm glad about it.
I remember when I didn't know nothing about him. I went down on my knees and I talked to him. Yes, I did. One thing he did for me, he set me free. Yes, he did. He rolled all my sins away. But you know, since then, you know what? I go any place that he wants me to go. Do anything that he wants me to do. Say anything that he wants me to say. Pray any prayer that he wants me to pray. Something I want to ask you. New York, are you ready? Chicago, are you ready? Nashville, you should be ready. Everybody, the whole world, getting ready, y'all. Are you ready?
You see, you know what?
No other God can be called a father. No other God can be called a friend. No other God can be called Redeemer. No other God's coming back again. Oh, and now we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name. Oh, yes. And now we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name. No other God.
No other God.
No other God.
and how we love your name, Jesus, beautiful one, we love your name.
Come on, put your hands together, let's have a little church if you will. Come on, come on.
We're gonna praise him. the next day. He makes everything all right. Do I have a witness here? Let me tell you this. On Monday, he stopped in on Tuesday. And Wednesday, and then Thursday. Starting at the 8th verse. Says, oh, taste and see, ooh, that the Lord is good. Yes, he is, son. Blessed is the one that find refuge in him. Look at here, let me talk about it. On Monday, Lord, Tuesday, Lord, Wednesday. Yes, sir. How many of y'all know it gets sweet? All you gotta do is just wait on the Lord. And he will strengthen your heart. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell my God thank you for what you've done for me back on Calvary. I just want to look up to heaven and I'll say, yeah. Yes, Lord, yeah. To your will and to your way. Lord, I will. Lord, I will trust you and I'll never doubt the Lord.
Ooh.
birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you wonderful birthday people out there in August 2023. It is birthday time. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new friend and your new host, the Traveling Preacher, with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I have a birthday list before me, and I want to start giving out some birthday shout-outs. If I miss your name by chance, please charge it to my head and not my heart. Starting the list with Cousin Jasmine on August 10th, Mama Vivian August 12th, the Traveling Preacher, yours truly, August 13th, Cousin David Earl Bright, the host of the Brighten Your Light Show, Love 860 AM WAEC out of Atlanta, August 13th. Cousin Zanetta, August 13th. Cousin Mike, August 13th. My childhood friend from Mount Vernon, New York, Otis Big O Linden, August 13th. My niece Janae, August 15th. Little cousin Stevie, August 15th. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, Skylar, is August 20th. She's a lawyer out in Atlanta, GA, doing great things. Love you, baby girl. Our birthdays are 1 week apart, 7 days apart. And then Cousin Tamira, August 21st. Cousin Chant, August 22nd. Cousin Tamara, we call her Little Liz, August 31st. And yours truly, the anointed one, last but not least, my friend, the anointed one. You know, he comes on right after my show from 11 to 2, and you don't want to miss him, but his birthday is August 29th. So that's all the birthdays that I have for the month of August. If it's your birthday in the month of August and I didn't call your name, let me know, and I will get a shout-out to you. But God bless you guys. Want you to have a great birthday. May God bless you to enjoy many, many more. Morning, we're saying let God be God Friday, and we're learning how to mind our own business. Another question, do we really have time to mind other people's business? Because when we're minding other people's business, that means we're leaving things undone in our own business. So we want to learn how to stay in our lane and not try to be God in other people's lives. Minding our business is not an excuse, though, to not care. We should be our brother's keeper. We shouldn't be selfish. Our hearts should break when we see our brothers and sisters going through terrible times. And if we can help, then we do want to step in and help. But I'm talking about being that busybody, being that messy person that's always trying to get something started. My good friend Ricky McKinley of the Blind Boys of Alabama, that his mother had a saying, people need people, and working together works. You can find in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it teaches us to share each other's burden. This way we will obey the law of Christ. And so we understand that it takes a village to raise a child. We know the story in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37 of the Good Samaritan. We understand we're our brother's keeper when we read Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. That's when Jesus was saying, when he was in prison, you came to visit me. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. And then also we know the story of two brothers, Cain and Abel, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. We know God questioned Cain after he killed his brother Abel. He said, where is your brother? Cain got smart with God to say, am I my brother's keeper? So we understand that too. Also in Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23, we understand the Bible teaches us to not put any stumbling blocks before our brothers or sisters. And so we understand that there's times that we do need to get involved. And we're living in a world now where people can be being robbed or murdered, and you'll see people spectating, watching, videoing. A great example, our brother George Floyd. The whole world watched his murder, and there was many people standing around videotaping, watching, and didn't go to his rescue. And so, you know, there's some debate about that, but that's the way I feel about that. So we understand that there is a time and place where we do need to get involved, because we are our brother's keeper. The scriptures are very clear on that. Even in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, the Bible teaches us that if we don't warn our brothers and sisters, that that blood can fall on our head as well. And so we want to be those people who are obeying the word of God, because we know James chapter 4, verse 17 says, he who knows the good to do and does not do it, sin. So there's a lot involved here, guys. This is a message in itself. This is a lot to unwrap. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for riding this gospel train. I hope and pray that these word of the days, these quotes, this music, these messages are helping all of us to grow closer to God, because that's what we're all about here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're concerned about the whole person, the mind, body, spirit, and soul. We have another 15 minutes to go. So stay tuned. Keep on listening. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Let God be God, and let's mind our business as we wait for God to return to take us back to heaven. God bless you.
Go find somebody. Take somebody by the hand. Tell a neighbor, I want to let you know, Jesus touched me. Yeah.
Gather around me, the Lord come and touch him, and let his little soul get right. I cried, oh Lord, somebody, singing, oh, somebody, oh Lord, somebody, I know it must have been Jesus, nobody else in church like that. One more thing you see, when everybody had gathered around me, they sing, I love the Lord because he first loved me. Something came from somewhere and I couldn't see it, but don't you know it got a hold of me. And I cried, oh Lord, somebody, singing, oh somebody, oh Lord, somebody, I know it must have been Jesus. Nobody else can touch like that. And when I left that night, I said, somebody, 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 somebody touch me. When I left the church that night, I was running, I was shouting, telling everybody that somebody, somebody touched me. But after a while, one of my friends flagged me down, said, now Lee, you keep on running, you keep on shouting, talking about somebody, somebody touched you. Said, don't you know, with all these people that are gathered around me, there could have been anybody that touched you. But I told my friend, I said, no, no, I said, no, no,
There wasn't just anybody that touched me. I said, do you remember when Jesus was talking? And there was a crowd gathered around him, standing by. There was a woman, she'd been sick for 12 long years. She said, I believe if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know everything will be all right. And when she touched him, Jesus didn't see, but he turned around and he said, somebody, he said, somebody, he said, somebody touched me. Somebody stood up in that same crowd, said, now, Malcolm, you're talking about somebody. Somebody touch you. Look at all these people that are gathered around you. That could have been anybody that touched you. But I told my friend, I said, no, no,
no, no.
I said, no, no,
no.
That wasn't just anybody that touched me. That was a touch of my God's grace. Then he asked me to tell me. And it wasn't your mother, and it wasn't your father, and it wasn't your sister, and you know it wasn't your brother. Now I want to know who it was that touched you. I looked at my friend, then I looked to the sky, and then I told him it was Jesus that touched me. Jesus that touched me. Stop by one Friday night and laid his hands, on me. How about you? Did he touch 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 you? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lee Williams.
to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It is 10:45 on this wonderful Friday morning. We are calling it Let God Be God on this Friday morning, and we are learning how to mind our own business and not be messy or busybodies. Thank you so very much for joining us. Thank you for riding this gospel train with us. We are so honored and so grateful to have you. Do me a favor. Do me a solid. You know I'm here with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget all these great things that we are learning, because when we know better, we want to do better. And stay tuned. Lock in for my friend, the Anointed One, that's coming on at 11 a.m. and will be with you from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. He has some great things in store just for you. I will leave you with this. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48 teaches us that when we know the will of God and we refuse to do it, that we will be punished with many blows. But those of us who do not know the will of God, but we still do things that's worthy of punishment, although we will be punished, we will be punished with fewer blows. So keep in mind that we want to be about those people who does the will of God. And as we grow, as we mature, you know, here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network, we're concerned about the whole person. That is the mind, body, spirit, and soul. So this is your new friend and your new host, the Traveling Preacher, signing off for now, wanting all of you to take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great and safe weekend. Do me a favor. Do me a solid. Meet me back here on Monday morning, and we will ride this train all over again. And the great thing about this train is that you don't even need a ticket. All you have to do is get on board. And you know, as I always tell you, there will be no me without you. And whatever you do, wherever you go, make sure you take Jesus with you. So God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And until we meet again, I want you all to be blessed. Enjoy the last few minutes of this Let God Be God Friday, minding our own business, and catch the wave.
Come on, let's have a little church here today.
Cares all of your cares upon.
over my story. There's not a day I can think that you haven't been there for me. When I was stressed out, heart and mind full of worry, but I put a smile up on my face and carried on. And now I sit before you to say thank you for always being the one I can call on. I know you know, but I just wanna say
he'll do. Ooh, oh, oh.
Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.